stranded, cold, and living in miserable conditions. These people on the Belarusian side of the border with Poland are now getting some help. But it's far from what they want and need. Belarus has housed some in a makeshift shelter, a warehouse with beds, blankets, and food. But still, they try to cross. This footage, released by Polish authorities, shows people detained as they crossed the border.
There were 501 attempts of illegal border crossings from Belarus in the last 24 hours. This means the total number of such attempts in November exceeds 6,000.
Belarusian forces also released this footage. A Lithuanian border force dog bites into a man's sleeping bag. Lithuanian authorities say they didn't know someone was inside. The EU wants to impose more sanctions, and the G7 has condemned Belarus. They say it's created a situation on its borders in what the EU calls a form of hybrid attack. Belarusian officials say the president has offered German Chancellor Angela Merkel a way forward.
The EU will create a humanitarian corridor for 2,000 refugees who are in the camp. We take an obligation upon ourselves to assist the other 5,000 as much as possible, and in case they are willing to return home. And Angela Merkel, according to the agreements, will hold talks with the EU, including the organization of humanitarian corridors to Germany.
But tensions at Belarus's borders remain high.
Ukraine has deployed National Guards to its border with Belarus, and Lithuania has also reinforced its border with the country. Belarus says it won't force any migrants or refugees to go back home. But with no solution in sight, those who are trapped are likely to continue to be used as pawns in a much larger game. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera, Poland.